Chris, when did the composition thing start for you?
I think probably around my early 20s, I started really getting into it. I always wanted to be a drummer when I was a kid. When I moved up here and went to music school and studied music a little more, I realized that I had ideas.
What's it like for you when you hear a band of players that you selected play one of your tunes?
It's really a nice feeling, you know, to hear it come to life after all the work, you know. And yeah, it's really fantastic getting such great players that can kind of play the written page, but then do what's necessary to elevate the music or, you know, make spot decisions to make the music better, you know.
In the tune Plastic Island, there's a balance of through composed composition, which means everything is played the same way every time, versus improvisation.
Yeah, I like messing around with that balance a lot in my songwriting, you know, and in that song in particular, it's an odd metered pattern with a kind of polyrhythmic bass line, and they're kind of competing odd metered patterns happening. So there is an underpinning to the whole thing that's very through composed, while some of the musicians get to kind of dart off and kind of do whatever they want, you know.
Is there a portion of the tune that is your favorite?
Yeah, you know, I really dig the way the trombone part worked out coming in between the kind of main melody, and then at the end when everything breaks down and there's just this one measure of drum break, which was actually just an accident. I just messed up on their chart when I was cutting and pasting, and then of course, being such great readers, everyone stopped on a dime and I had a drum solo, and so I left it in there. So that's probably my favorite two things about it.
We're speaking with Chris Heppala, who is part of the House on Fire band, and you compose lots, and one of your pieces is called Mouth. Now, why is that?
Well, actually, and somewhat ridiculously, I decided to write three songs entitled Hand, Foot, and Mouth, and when it all was said and done, Mouth ended up being this really pretty song, and I thought about renaming it, but then I decided to leave it.
Is it hand, foot, mouth because eye, ears, and throat is already taken?
You know, I didn't look into that.
You might have a copyright infringement going on there.
Yeah, maybe I should double check if I'm gonna go legit.
But aside from the pretty, how do you like the way the band, the ensemble, plays the intro, the head of the tune?
I love it. Yeah, that I took a lot of effort to try to arrange that for the large ensemble and have a lot of kind of interlocking parts happening all at once, and I'm really happy with the way it turned out.
Is creating the interlock a great challenge for composers? Because the more instruments you have, the more possibilities, but maybe the more head scratching and headaches and so forth.
I definitely don't want anybody to be in the band and just be kind of superfluous, you know. I want them to be have a part in a role, and definitely having every part sound like a part in its own right and make it pleasing to hear is a great challenge, and I think that makes for the best, you know, individual parts.
Chris Heppala of the House on Fire band is here Another of Chris's projects, The Poor Nobodies, created a score for a film. It has lyrics by Jenna Wise. Jenna, what was it like to work on a musical piece with Chris?
I think it's been pretty collaborative since the get-go with writing music.
Where do your lyrics for Blood Moon come from?
Well, that comes right from the very abstract film that we were making with Daniel Polnow. There's a moment in the film where he's actually taking this liquid from this kind of demented piano and inserting that liquid into his eyes. It's a little bit about mind control. And so I took that, I ran with it for the lyrics, and it talks all about reaching into your pupil and actually what can you find there and what can you get out of your brain if that's your access point. So it's very strange.
When you write something that dark, do you have to get yourself in a particular frame of mind to do it, or do you just write dark?
I think typically I lean that direction. I like somber, slow, dark music. I think it's really fun to sing on top of that. I think there's a lot of color that comes out of my voice in particular. So I prefer the dark route for sure.
Chris, how do you like the way the lyrics to Blood Moon mesh with the musical setting of yours?
I thought it was a really perfect fit in that case. Yeah, it was sometimes we had to work a little harder to get things to come together, but I definitely remember that one just clicking into place right away. And I've always loved the instrumental portion of it. We play it instrumentally in the House on Fire band as well, so it's a pleasure to kind of have Jenna rejoin us, since she was part of the original kind of like conception of that whole idea.
Information about the House on Fire Band is located at houseonfireband.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.